Hey there, and welcome to the Contentment Creator Podcast, the show designed especially for creative entrepreneurs just like you who are committed to a beautiful life that's rooted in courage and contentment, and that's blooming with creativity and prosperity. I'm your host, Ellen Broen, a certified life coach, a singer, a mother, and a lover of alliteration, dogs, and deep conversation. This show is designed to become a part of your daily routine to help you, fellow contentment creator, dig deep to clarify your life vision, catalyze your creative flow, and fuel your entrepreneurial fire in just a few inspiring minutes each day. Each Friday, we talk about CEO care. And this week is integration week. So instead of discussing a topic, we're doing an exercise together so you walk away with a deeper level of well-being. Today, we're diving into a powerful act of releasing and forgiving. Not because it's easy, and not because we should, but because carrying a weight of past experiences can drain us in ways we don't always realize. To release something and to forgive is a choice, one that's accessible in any given moment around any given experience. But if you've ever tried to let something go and found that it keeps creeping back into your thoughts, know this: forgiveness isn't a one-time event. Just like working out once won't give you lifelong strength, releasing something you've carried for a long time takes practice. We must choose to let go as many times as it takes until we've fully unburdened ourselves. And today, I want to guide you through a small but powerful portion of my signature tool for forgiving and releasing of past experiences. So if there's something that's been lingering for you, a relationship, a circumstance, an event that carries negative energy, I invite you to use this time to begin setting it down. Find a comfortable, quiet place where you won't be interrupted, and grab a journal if you'd like to write, or simply close your eyes and go inward as I guide you through this process. Let's begin. First, take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale fully through your mouth. Let yourself settle. Now search your heart and mind for a burden you've been carrying, something that still lingers long after the experience itself is over, something you want to release, but maybe haven't known how. Once you've chosen the experience and decided that you're willing to release it, allow yourself to remember what happened. What do you notice coming up? What emotions come to the surface when you think about it? What's happening in your body? Tightness? Heat? A sense of heaviness? What thoughts emerge at the same time? Allow yourself to be present to those thoughts, feelings, and body sensations. There's no need to push it away or change what's there. Just notice your own experience in this present moment. Now answer the question, what should or shouldn't be about this experience? About how you showed up? About how they showed up, about how it all unfolded. This is where we acknowledge the expectations, disappointments, or unspoken stories we've been holding on to. Bring them out of the dark and into the light. Next, we're going to look at our side of the street and acknowledge ourselves for how we did show up. This isn't about blaming you or them, but rather choosing clarity, ownership, and self-compassion. How did you show up in this experience? What do you see to own about your role? What is there to take responsibility for? Not out of criticism, but simply owning the choices that were made. Now let's flip the lens. What is there to acknowledge about yourself? What strengths did you display? I invite you to be generous in your acknowledgement. You are not just the mistakes you made or the pain you endured. There's wisdom, courage, and effort in how you navigated this. Now let's zoom out just a bit on this experience and declare what is finished and over now. What's behind you that you no longer need to carry? What part of this story can you close the door on? Imagine yourself gently placing this part of the experience behind you. Not erasing it, not denying it, but closing the chapter on the parts that no longer serve you. Breathe in and exhale fully as you release it. Even the most painful experiences can leave us with something: wisdom, growth, deeper self-awareness. Did this experience shape you in a meaningful way? Did you learn something valuable about yourself, others, or life? Is there even a hidden gift in how things unfolded? If you're willing, name one thing you can take with you from this experience. One insight, one piece of wisdom. And let that be the only part that stays. Everything else, you're free to release. Take another deep breath in through your nose. And slowly exhale. Now check in with yourself again. What do you notice now, compared to how we started? What emotions are present now? How does your body feel? Maybe it's lighter, maybe more open, maybe a little more at peace. Whatever you feel, acknowledge it. You just did deep, meaningful work. You took the time to process and release. And that is no small thing. Thank yourself for showing up, for being willing, for carrying yourself through this moment. And if you feel compelled, bring your hands together, place them on your stomach, or rest them on your heart, and feel that connection with yourself. You are not who you were then. You are who you are now. And you are becoming who you are meant to be. So well done, my friend. Thank you for being with me today. And until next time, keep choosing to let go as many times as it takes. Tune in next episode for a deep dive on the difference between doing what it takes and being what it takes to achieve your entrepreneurial goals. If you enjoyed today's episode, please show your support by leaving reviews and comments. It would truly mean the world to me to hear from you. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss a day, and join me in my mission to help a world full of content creators become a world of contentment creators.